Okay, so we're going to continue with a little bit of Hilchot Tefillah for who knows how long until I decide to do something else that's random. So there's the Chachamim say, Ma Adonai Elohecha Shom Meimach, At Yikrei Ma, Ela Meya. There's a Chiyuvi de Rabbanan from David HaMelech that everyone's supposed to say Meya Berachot Bechol Yom. So that's why the Torah writes, the Chachamim are Mitaken, every single morning you're supposed to say Birkot HaShachar. In order to add to the number of Berachot that we say every day, Chachamim are mitakein all these extra berachot, and then the Rishonim give us all these lists of how you get mea berachot every single day. During the week, you really have no problem, especially if you're a man. You have Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah, Talit, Tefillin. You have Pesukei Baruch Shem Amar Yishtabach, Shmona Esrei, Birkot Kriyat Shema. You have plenty of ways every single day to get past mea berachot with your seudot and everything. The thing is, on Shabbat, you lose a lot of these things. You lose tefillin, you lose a chunk of your Shmona Esrei, so you have to make up for it. So the Rishonim say, on Shabbat, where you have less things, you should now have extra food between the meals and go to the bathroom a few more times, and you'll be yotzei your mea berachot. The problem is also on Yom Kippurim, you have even less berachot, because you have no seudot, you're not going to go to the bathroom as much, you're going to have less berachot in your tefillah. Yes, you'll have another tefillah, but at the end of the day, it still doesn't work out. You're lacking incredibly. So you have to say besamim a few times in order to be yotzei. The thing is, you can't have so many hesachadats in order to get all those besamims in that you need. The Rishonim say that there is an opinion you can be somech on in this case to have kavana with all of the aliyot that you hear, or especially with your own aliyah, to answer amen with kavana to be yotzei mea berachot with that aliyah. It's a little bit strange. The Torah writes so you can do that during the week also, but whatever, we'll do it on Yom Kippurim. What happens if you're stuck anyway and you still can't get it? So the Ben Ish Chai gives all these etzot. You say in Keloheinu, you sing Baruch Eloheinu, and you get all these different things. Each one of those counts as a beracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says that we're not somech on that. We actually have to write say berachot in order to be yotzei. But there's a whole question about women. What are women supposed to do? They're not going to say Talit Tefillin, hopefully. They're not going to say, according to Rav Avadia, Baruch She'amar Nishtabach. They're not going to, according to Rav Avadia, not even going to say two times a day Tefillah. So if they want to, they can, but they can't always. So what are they supposed to do? So in that case, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, you can be Somech on the Ben Yishchai. Rav Vazner says, look at the list. The list was Talit Tefillin. Clearly the list is male-centric. Clearly, the mitzvah is male-centric. Every single day, there's a chiyuv of mea berachot. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, there's no zman. What are you talking about? It's a mitzvah that says, she'ena zman gerama, even though it's midrabanan, so women are chayavot. So there's a machloket achronim here. Everyone should follow his rabbi. But women have al malei smoch if they daven anyway. And they do all the other tefillot, they'll be yotzot. There's another question about zman. When does this start? When does the chiyuv of mea berachot start? If you want to be midayek off of the list starts with Birkot HaShachar. So does that mean that Mea Berachot starts every morning and it ends every morning? According to the Chatam Sofer, indeed that is true. But Rav Avadia says, if that was true, then you would never have a problem on Shabbat. Why is it that when all the Rishonim talk about the problem of Shabbat, they start with Leil Shabbat and they go to the end of Shabbat? Clearly, they see it as a Shekiah to Shekiah time. And that's what that Rav Avadia holds, that Chiyuv of Mea Berachot, you start counting from night to night, from Shkia to Shkia. I think Shkia to Shkia.
Okay. What if you pray Mincha during the
Ben? So according to Rav Avadia, it goes by when you start Shabbat, when the next day. If you start, whenever you start the next day is when you switch to the next day in terms of your count. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, though, mamash all the Ashkenazim are messed over. Because according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you start at Shkia literally, absolutely, with nothing else, and you end at Shkia literally, absolutely, nothing else. Meaning, if you dive in early Shabbat, you just killed your entire Shabbat in Mea Berachot because you dive in the Arvit before Shekia, and you just lost out on like 18 Berachot, 15 Berachot after Shabbat, on Shabbat. If you dive in Sudash Shlishit, Sefer Karamazon after Shekia on Motzei Shabbat, huh? Even then, you said the Berachot afterwards, and also you dive in Mincha after Shekia for as a Sfaradi, being Somech on Rav Avadia, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you're messing over the previous day. So Mamash messed over Ashkenazim, but I guess they don't have so much on this of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Avadia says, no, whenever you start, when you dive in Arvit, that's when your next day starts. When you dive in, if you're still davening Mincha after Shekiah, that's still part of the previous day. And lastly, there's just a very interesting kushya. The Ben Ish Chai asks, I told you David HaMelech was mitaken the mitzvah of Mea Berachot. Who was mitaken the Berachot? There's a huge chunk of time in between that there were no brachot. What in the world is going on? No? So the Ben Ishchai says, you don't understand. Just like back then, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were mitaken matbea ha-brachot. They were mitaken, these are the brachot you're chayavim to say. But before then, anybody could make up his own berachot and say them every single day. So back then, for that huge chunk of time, lefi the Ben Ishchai, everyone would wake up in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, she'asa coffee in the refrigerator sheli, actually cold brew, whatever. Everyone would say his own berachot every single day, and that was his way of connecting with Ribono Shel Olam to make up his own berachot, just like they made up their own tefillah, the chana, made up her own tefillah. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah formulated and formalized what the berachot and tefillot should be, but they still existed beforehand. So now we know the basics of Me'ah Berachot, and Me'ah Hashem will continue with Pirkot HaShachar next time. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. Amen. 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 Amen.